Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. Omar Khan, he is not done yet. The Saturday night news came in the form of the team signing offensive guard Isaac Seumalo, a move I did not expect after the team had already brought in guard Nate Herbig. It's a topic Melanie Friedlander discussed yesterday, so I won't add much more. I'd also like to think this team is done adding there, or else the entire 2023 roster is going to be, oops, all guards. The elephant in the room, though, is at offensive tackle. If the Steelers weren't content with their interior offensive line, what makes us think they're content with the tackles? Now, Chuck Wilmer Corfor's contract is going to have him starting next year, but all eyes are on Dan Moore, who has gotten better through his first two NFL years, but certainly is not, nor will ever be, elite. Pittsburgh has flirted with the top tackle names, Orlando Brown Jr. in free agency, names like Darnell Wright and Daywon Jones in the draft. With a team filling out its roster, they might take a big swing at tackle for their encore performance of the offseason. At the least, depth here is badly needed. There's literally nothing there right now. But the plan might be to draft a tackle early and have Moore, Okorafor, and the rookie battle it out in the summer. The loser, most likely either the rookie or Moore, becomes the backup swingman. That's where the attention turns to, and that's the position group on notice. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.